started your own way with your sons. It would have been easy to send them to some prep school where they could have just kind of gone through the motions. But did you always know that you wanted to send them to a high school, like you said, where they could start their own reputation?
I was going to make whatever high school they went to, this one was around the corner, and we'd make the best of it. Like I said, if you're really that good, they'll find you. And if you're really that good, make the school. You know, you don't have to go to a school that's already made. You don't have to do that. And it's just like everybody was asking, well, LeVar, how come you didn't send him to SC? Or, well, you got to look at it like this. I weigh the odds, too, being smart. If you're a point guard and you're coming from UCLA, if you're halfway decent, at least you're going to get a shot at the NBA. It's up to you how long you stay or where you get drafted, but you're going to get a shot.
Who do you think are the best point guards in the world, period? Whether NBA, college, international, who are the best and where does Lonzo fit in?
Who's the best? Well, normally the best guard is, or any position, whoever is probably the strongest and the fastest or usually the strongest is usually the best guard. Like, I'm going to tell you what, who is the best guard ever?
I would say...
I have to say, who would you say is the best guard ever?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan didn't play, he played two guard. I'm talking about point
guard. Magic.
Thank you. Why? Magic's been the biggest guard they ever had in the league. Whoever the biggest and the strongest is usually going to do the best. Right now, power forward. I'm not power forward, but small forward or whatever. Three guards. LeBron. LeBron's the strongest guy in the game. That's why he's the best. When Shaquille was in the game, he was stronger than everybody.
I mean, even when you look at Kevin Durant, with his being 7 foot and able to handle the ball and do the things he's able to do, that's another example.
Yeah, but he's not
stronger.
Hey, but check it out. He's the strongest probably. He's one of the strongest two guards. But look who the strongest point guard is right now. It's Russell Westbrook. Before, D. Rose was strong before he got hurt. That's how he got the MVP, very strong going to the hole. You got to have that body.
Kawhi Leonard.
Is Lonzo stronger than Russell Westbrook right now?
Is he stronger than Russell Westbrook?
Yeah.
I don't know how strong Russell Westbrook, but I would say Zoe is probably stronger doing some exercises. Like, Lonzo can bench 270. But you look at his frame and you're like, I don't know. You know, as far as doing pull-ups and stuff, he can do on a military press, which is pushing the ball in front. I mean, the weight's in front of your chest. He can do like 160, 170. That's standing up, pushing it over your head.
From a UCLA perspective, is the main basketball rivalry Arizona, or has it become Oregon the last couple of years?
It's always going to be Arizona because it's on the West Coast, so it's always going to be deeper. Oregon just started getting a couple of wins like that. Some people try to make it look like it's a rivalry. But the longest rivalry has always been, even when I played, Oregon was not a big deal. But Arizona's always been a big deal.
A lot was made about LaMelo Ball, your youngest, the 92-point game. Going into that, what was kind of the mindset on were you trying to get him to 100 there?
Here's the mindset. No, if I was trying to get him to 100, he would have got 100. What happened was in the first half, he was doing all the passing. So he only had 29 points at the half. But then I told him, I said, man, your brother's not playing. Go on unleash, son. You like scoring the ball? Go ahead and score the ball. Now you get all his shots, too. And he's putting that ball, as you see. Usually he shoots 30 times and Jello shoots 30 times. And Melo ends up shooting 60 times.
Do you agree a part of that, him getting 92 points, you know, I was telling the guys here, I thought that the other coach should have went boxing one. I would have put three guys on him.
Here's the thing. People at the game, it was very entertaining. It was sticking three guys on him, two guys on him, four guys on him. You think he was trying to stop my son. And my son in his head is like, they can't stop me. I don't care what they do. But you get five or six plays where – listen to this. If you're at half court and they shoot the ball, you're not going to get a rebound. You're at half court, so why don't you just go the other way? Why would you go running there and you're not going to get the rebound and have to run full court? We just take off, make a miss, throw the long pass. We do that four or five times, and everybody's like, well, you cherry-picked 92 times. Well, if the other coach is dumb enough not to put two people back there and just leave them back there.
That's what I told him. I said,
hey, that's on them. 92 points is 92 points. I love watching my son score the ball. He loves to score the ball, so we both win it. I hate to see him come out the game. I like to watch him play the whole time. And cherry picks, I love cherries. If You gonna let me pick them all day and eat them? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I played for Coach O, and he made you get back. The point guard had to get back no matter what happened. And so a lot of that is coaching. You got to get those guys back. It ain't up to the other school, the guy that's performing to be held back. It's up to that other coach to slow him down.
Back to the pregame show on Sports Radio 1290. With LeVar Ball, I'm Mike Luke. Kelvin Efong at J-Dub and working the boards. Let's go back to the phone. Okay, coach, or, well, yeah, I can call you coach, yeah.
Call me what you want, coach, LeVar, Mr. Ball?
Yeah. Well, are there any, right now, are there any weaknesses to Lonzo's game, anything that he needs to work on? We had Kevin O'Neal on yesterday, and he says he has no mid-range. What would you say to people like that?
I would say Kevin O'Neal, his analysis, I don't like at all on the fact that he's one of those guys who analyzes people who never played the game. Nobody ever picks him, I guarantee you. I'm not going to take nothing that he says with a just like a grain of salt, because I don't think he has enough knowledge to be out there. That's like somebody making a car, and let's say you have a guy that makes an engine, but he never worked on a car, never driven a car. That's where I see him. Lonzo has to work on everything. There's nothing that he's good. He has to work on everything. And if he had a weakness, guess what? I wouldn't tell anybody. Like telling everybody Superman is allergic to kryptonite. They should have never told him about kryptonite, and they wouldn't be able to hurt him. So if he had a weakness, I damn sure wouldn't tell you guys.
We had a person message right now asking about the kids right now in Chino Hills. If it wasn't Jello Ball for State Player of the Year, who is the best kid that you've seen in California right now besides your sons?
The best kid I've seen,
is it Marvin Bagley?
Wow. I watched Marvin play yesterday. Now everybody was saying he's a lottery pick and he's the next guy. But I'm watching him play, and I don't see the back to the basket. He seems to play outside, shooting more. If it's not a shot or a dunk, he don't know how to post up to be the tallest player out there. And like I said, he'll take the game coast to coast, and it's weird how they never throw the ball. He doesn't know how to position himself inside. Once he gets that, I could say he's probably one of the best. But I haven't seen anybody. We've been beating everybody. And then the people that you expect to do good, like Okio, we just played Okio and we lost to them. But that was the worst game we played all year. That's the worst game we played all year. And just like yesterday, we lost to Modern Day because the coach doesn't want to listen. We have a coach over there who I'm not too fond of, so I stay out of his way. But it's very easy to beat Modern Day. You got to guard two people, which is Freeman and the other kid. You double up on them the whole time, the game is easy. We did that in Las Vegas. And now we get to this, one of the finals, and we try to go man to man instead of doubling up two guys and let everybody else beat you. It's that simple. But some people want to look like they're coaching and calling timeouts and doing all these other things. It's new. Because we scored 80 points. We're not going to beat you scoring 80 points. We're going to beat you scoring 100 points if we're trying to get 50 and 50. That's how we play. Take a lot of shots. But you can't take 70 shots and shoot 30%. But you can take 120 shots and shoot 30%, and you're going to win by 20.
Okay, last two questions for you, LeVar, and then we'll let you go. And again, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Can we get a prediction on the game today? And then if you wanted to – here's your platform. Anybody out there that, you know, I'm sure you get haters from time to time, for lack of a better word.
Oh, you're supposed to get haters. You're supposed to get 50% of the people that like you and 50% of the people that hate you. That's how you get them all come to the game.
Can we get a
Everybody want to quiet me up, but it's not going to happen. Two things that don't go together. Like Kevin O'Neal said, I'm going to tell him this. LeVar Ball and shut up. Those words don't go together. They don't mix. Because I'm going to keep talking and saying what I say. And like he said, Lonzo needs a mid-range game or whatever like this. Why? He's doing enough to win, and that's why I look at it like, wow, he ain't been doing his mid-range game, so you say, but they've been winning. So guess what? We don't need it as long as we win it.
LeVar, can we get a prediction from you on the game tonight?
Oh, you want a prediction for the game today? Yeah. Like I said, my boy don't lose to people two times in a row. He got to figure it out. And everybody says it's hard to play up there in Arizona. Now my boy going to change the news on you. He going to get this one.
LeVar, we appreciate the phone call, and if we play UCLA again, we'd love to have you on, my man. It's been a great time.
Hey, anytime, man. You guys are great.
Thanks again, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, take care. Thanks.